So we had just read in the beginning of Yud, in Sif Yud, Reish Ayin of Sif Yud, Mekadesh al kos mole yayin, shlo yepog. So you're Mekadesh on a kos of yayin, that's not pogum. The ton koma shaton kos shal brach, shal brach samazin. So we spoke last time about filling up the kos and all the dinam of a kos. So let's see the rest here of this Sif. V'omer v'yechulu mu'umor, v'yachar kach, Omer Baruch Bari Priyagafen V'achar Kach Kiddush. So the rest of this is discussing how a person should be positioned during Kiddush. Standing, sitting. So what's the reason to stand? So there's a Kolbo that the Beis Yosef quotes. The Kolbo, I have it here, I'll read it to you. Kolbo, Shayu lanu l'kadesh me'umar l'chvod ha'melech sh'anu yotzen l'krosso. That we make Kiddush standing up. So I guess the Shabbos is coming, even though normally we refer to Shabbos as a Malka. But here the Kolbo says that we, just like we go to the king, to welcome the king, so there's a certain inyan of Kavod HaMelech to stand when we say Kiddush. That would be the reason to stand. That would be for all of Kiddush. Meaning Vayechulu has an additional reason. That's brought by the Mishnah Berurah here, that what does the Mishnah Berurah say in Mem Hei? The Omer vayechulu meumad shu edus abriya shemayim va'aretz. The edus goinan meumad. The avapish omer betvila chozer v'omer kadei lohotzi banu v'bnei beisa. So the Mishnah Berurah says the reason we say vayechulu standing is because vayechulu is edus, and even though we already did this edus in davening, but we do it again because of banu v'bnei beisa. And the Rokeach, he brings, B'Shem HaMedrash, the Tzorach Lomar Vayechulu Shalosh Pamim, Echad B'Tfilo, V'Echad V'Achar Tfilo, V'Echad Alakos. So, when you have the reason of the Torah, of why you say Vayechulu in Kiddush, it's because, really, we were already Yotzei in Davening. So why are we saying Vayechulu again now in Kiddush? For Banav B'nei Beiso. Okay, so what if you don't have anyone at home? What if you're just making Kiddush for yourself? If you that, you wouldn't say Vayechulu again, if you that time. Because you already said it in Davening. You're only doing it now, says the Torah, for Banav B'nei Beiso. But he quotes here this Rokeach, who says, I'll be the Medrash, I'll be sowed, that there's an Indian to say Vayechulu three times. So you say it once during Davening, once after Davening, right? Once in Shmon Esrei, once right afterwards, Vayechulu, and then you say it again at Kiddush. So if you that, even if you're by yourself, there's still a reason to say Vayechulu, and that's because of this Indian of saying it three times. Now, so why are we standing when we say Vayechulu in Kiddush? For the Shulchan Aruch, who says you should stand. That's because it's Eidus. Okay, but what about the rest of Kiddush? What about the bracha of Brei Pri HaGafen? And then the bracha of Mekadesh HaShabbos? Should you stand for that? So the Shulchan Aruch paskins yes. The Omer Vayechulu Me'umar, we're in Reish Ayin Aleph Yud. The Omer Vayechulu Me'umar, V'yachar Kach, Omer Brei Pri HaGafen, V'yachar Kach Kiddush. It's mashmir in the Shulchan Aruch. You stand for everything. So what's the reason? So you look in the Beis Yosef, and the Beis Yosef says, because it's l'chavod ha-melech. Shabbos, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be mechabed, the melech, so we're yotzen l'krosso, so that's why we stand. But then the Beis Yosef continues. Ach, l'fi she'ein kiddush el b'makom suda. But since the kiddush has to be done b'makom suda, tzorech le'shef, you need to sit in order to really show that it's b'makom suda. So on the one hand, there's reason to stand. Again, not for Vayechulu. Vayechulu, I already know why we're standing, because it's Eidus. But what about the rest of Kiddush? So on the one hand, there's a reason to stand. Kavod HaMelech. Mitzad Sheni, reason not to stand is because Kiddush b'makom suda. And it shows more the suda when we sit at the table. In addition, he writes, V'lin yared b'mekadesh me'umad, Nami kevin the somach l'shulchan u'shaper mikrei b'makom suda. So the Shulchan Aruch says, I don't mind standing. Oh, what about Kiddush b'makom suda? It's fine. Since we're all standing around the table, that's also Kiddush b'makom suda. What do you need to sit in order to show that it's Kiddush b'makom suda? That's what the Kolbo said. The Kolbo said there's a mila to sit. It shows the Kiddush b'makom suda more. The Shulchan Aruch says, no, as long as we're all standing around the table, so that's also Kiddush b'makom suda. And the Mishnah Berurah says, and this is something that every family on their own knows, that sometimes with kids or with guests, So in Sifkat Mem Vav, the Mishmura says, Al Kalponim, towards the end, Tzorach li zoyer sheyikpu ashomim atzman yachad be'es hakiddush, v'lo yemefuzarin umefudarin umefuradim, v'holchan echad heina ve'echad heina. What's he saying? If you want to hold like the Mishnah Berurah, like the Shulchan Aruch, who says that you stand. Oh, what about Kiddush Mokum Suda? That's fine, as long as everyone's standing around the table. So Mishnah Berurah says to make sure everyone's standing around the table. Don't have somebody, you know, you have one person on the couch who says, oh, it's fine, I hear you from here. Mm-hmm. And you have someone else in the kitchen who says, like, or upstairs, right? And they say, it's okay, I hear Kiddush, it's fine, I can hear you from here. So the Mishnah Berurah says, that's not okay. And that's the reason why many will say it's better to sit. Because when if you say, listen, guys, our minhag is to sit. Everyone, you have to be around the table. In order to be Yotzei Kiddush Makom Suda, you have to be around the table. So then everyone comes to the table. But if you hold like the Shulchan Aruch, it's fine to be standing. So then is everybody really standing around the table? That's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch.
A lot of people stand their name and sit around the table.
Oh, so we'll get there. Yeah, we'll get there right now. So very good. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch's psak. Shulchan Aruch's psak is you stand for Kiddush. For Vayichulu, for sure, but also for the brachos, you stand. That's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Now, besides Svardim, who follow the Shulchan Aruch, we also Hasidish people, so they also are generally machmir to stand for Kiddush, even for the brachos, and that's based on the Shara Kavonos. The Shara Kavonos quotes from the Arizal that there's an Inyan dafka to stand, and here the Kaf HaChaim here quotes, Kosov b'pri Eitz Chaim, Morizal, the Arizal, right? This is written by Rav Chaim Vital, right? Speaking about the Arizal. Morizal, Noig Lomar, Kol HaKiddushim Me'umad B'Shabbos B'Yontif. He would, and then he would sit in order to drink. But the Kiddush was said B'Amido. Kiddush was said B'Amido. So therefore, Sfardim, stand. Chasidim, stand. What about Ashkenazim, regular Ashkenazim, non-Hasidic Ashkenazim. So if you look in the Ramah writes, V'yochol lamod b'shas ha-kiddush, v'yoter tov leishev. It's better though to sit. V'nogin, meaning for the brachos, for the Brei Pri Hagafen, for the Mekadesh HaShabbos. V'nogin leishev af b'shosh omer v'yichulu. And we're knowing to even sit for v'yichulu. Rak, kishim aschilin, but when we start, though, we start standing. What does it mean, the shame? He says, because Yom Hashishi Vaychulu Hashamayim is Rosh Tevel, Yud Kei Vov Kei. So we say Yom Hashishi Vaychulu Hashamayim, it's Yud Kei Vov Kei. So we stand for that. That's Lechavod the shame. But after that, you sit down. And I have to say that growing up, I never saw that minhag. I saw people who stood for all of Vayichulu, or people who stood for the whole Kiddush. And when I got married, so first Shabbos by my in-laws, I see that the Vayichulu Hashemayim Va'aretz, V'chol Tzvam, and then everybody sat down. So I foolishly said, well, where does that come from? He's like, wait a minute, it's the Ramah. What do you mean, where does it come from? It's the Ramah. And sure enough, I looked in the Ramah, and it's the Ramah says. The Ramah says that you stand just for the very beginning, and then you sit down. It happens to be that that the Prima Gadim writes, and Rav Moshe writes, Rav Moshe Feinstein writes, to stand for Vayichulu and then to sit. And that is how I grew up. We stood for Vayichulu, then we sat for Brei Pri Hagafen and for Mekadesh HaShabbos. But it's brought down the Chazon Ish, the Chafetz Chaim, Rav Chaim Brisker, the Brisker Rav. They all did what it says here in the Ramah. They stood for the very, very beginning, then they sat down. That was their minhag. And Shmir Shabbos, he also says, to stand for Vayichulu, the whole Vayichulu, and then to sit down. So everybody has their, everyone has their minhagim, and everyone should continue doing their minhagim, but that's in terms of the night, in terms of the night Kiddush. What about the day Kiddush? And Agav, the Ramah, there's one thing, the Ramah says, why does the Ramah say, the Ramah says to really sit for all Vayichulu. What about the Eidos? So he says, you already did that in shul. You already did the Eidos in shul. Especially if you learn that the only reason we're doing Vayichulu again is to be Yotzei the Bnei Bayis. So you're not, it's not even really Vayichulu for you. You're only doing it to be Motzei other people. If you say like the Rokeach, that there's an Inyan to say Vayichulu three times, okay, you could argue that you should stand for that also. but especially lefi the Torah, the straight halachic reason. So it's not really even for your vayichul.
Why sitting down is more of a hecker than it's kishum upsud in the
box. Right, that's what the Yosef said. Right, the Kobo writes that. The Kobo writes maybe it's there's a gra. The gra writes that when you're being motzi other people, so then you have to sit because then there's more of a kfius and they're yotze with your. When you're standing, it's less kavua. When you sit, there's a kfius. And he says that if you want to be motzi other people, you should sit and they should sit. Because it shows that you're being mitzdarif together. If you have people standing, so then it's not as clear that there's a tziruf going on between them. So I don't know, maybe also the kiddush makom suda, that the makom suda is at the table. Now you say, what do you mean? I'm standing next to the table. So that's what the Beis Yosef writes. The Beis Yosef writes, as long as you're standing around the table. So, I don't know, is it because of this thing that the Mishnah Berurah brings up, that if you allow people to stand, then they start moving away from the table, and they're not really all standing around the table. It's not really been makom suda anymore. So Alzeh Bidyuk, the Beis Yosef and the Kolbo are discussing if there's more of an inyan of makom suda when you're sitting.
They discuss what to do with someone else's house.
So the Mishnah Berurah, it's interesting. The Mishnah Berurah writes, and I tell the guys this in yeshiva all the time. Mishnah Berurah writes that if the person making kiddush is sitting and you stand, it's chashash, you're not yotze. If he sits, because when he sits, he's showing the kfiyas is through sitting, and when you stand, it's almost like you're showing you're not being mitzdarif with his right. So what about the other way, right? If you sit and he's standing, that probably is a little bit better. But I always tell the boys in yeshiva that because sometimes the person making kiddush is sitting. You have 100 guys all sitting, and there's like one or two guys standing. So you really should do what the tzibur is doing. As we see, none of this stuff is ma'akev. These are just different minhagim. There's all different types of permutations of the minhagim. So you probably should do what everybody else is doing, unless you're making your own kiddush. But if you're being yotze, you should probably do what the person's doing who's being motzi. Now, in terms of the day kiddush, here the poskim all agree that we sit. Because again, the reason to stand was vaychulu because of Eidos. There's no vaychulu Eidos. Welcoming the king is the beginning of Shabbos, not during the day anymore. And then the reasons to sit, things like akfiyas and kiddush makom suda, those things all still apply. So it's brought down to sit. And in fact, in the Birkei Yosef, he even quotes here that from Talmidei Arizal that kiddush hayom. Harav Hayomro Miyushev. V'chei Noagin Rabbanon Kadishev Ira Kodesh Yerushalayim. So he writes here that the Arizal in Tzfat, his minog was to sit for the day Kiddush, and that was the minog of the Ziknei Yerushalayim. So whether you stand or sit at night, it seems like there's more of an Indian at Shabbos day to sit. And there are minhagim brought down to stand, that there are some people still annoying to stand even during the day. But the more accepted minog is to sit for the day kiddush. Okay. One area, by the way, where this is a little bit of a nafkamina over here, every Shabbos here in Shul is a kiddush. Again, if the day kiddush, you really should be sitting for kiddush. A lot of times here we sit down for kiddush. There's a lot of people milling around and people haven't sat down. Especially when the Rav makes kiddush, he's sitting. And people are sitting at the table with him. And it's very easy to look in and say, like, oh, you're really mitzdarif with this kiddush. He's there, you're off on the side. There's really an Indian to sit down. Now, sometimes in a kiddush, you're in a big courtyard somewhere and there's no chairs. So, okay, so I guess it's better to huddle around, to stand around, to show that you're being mitzdarif with the kiddush.
Maybe you take a piece of crap or something. The oldest way, part of the Suda.
Maybe if you're in your show, and there's also some people say you can lean on something, even if you don't have a chair, you can lean, which is also a form of sinning if you put your weight on something. Okay, yeah.
Just a bit of a tangent, singing of ages. So saying by Hudu and Shul.
With two people. Yeah.
Is that how
So we know that people are very militant about this. This is something that's very, very important to people that they find another person to say by Hulu with. So you should know that the whole inyan of saying vayichulu after Shemoneh Esrei is itself interesting because the real reason, I don't want to get into what the real versus the not real, but the official reason why we say vayichulu is very surprising if you're not aware of what it is. The official reason why we say Vayichulu in davening Friday night is because when Shabbos falls out on Yom Tov, Shalosh Regalim, which, you know, how often does that happen? Once a year. You know, Chutz Lar, it's a little bit more because there's 2 days of Yom Tov. So when Shabbos falls on Yom Tov, there's no Vayichulu in Shmon Esrei because we say the Yom Tov davening, Atav HaChartonim, and there's no insert of Vayichulu in Atav HaChartonim. So therefore, you didn't say Vayichulu in your Shmon Esrei. So they instituted to say it after Shmon Esrei, because you didn't say it during Shmon Esrei. Okay, that's great. That's Shabbos Yom Tov. What about on a regular Shabbos? Well, they wanted to make sure there was a consistency. They didn't want, you know, some Shabbos you do say Vayichulu, some Shabbos you don't say Vayichulu. So because of the one time a year that we say Vayichulu after, we're supposed to say Vayichulu after davening, because there was no Vayichulu in Shmon Esrei, they instituted that all year you should say Vayichulu. Now, again, we do have this Rokeach. The Rokeach, Rolozer Rokeach, was one of the Hasidei Ashkenaz. A lot of his psakim are based on Sod and Kabbalah. So he brings down that there's an Indian to say Vayichulu 3 times. So that's why that probably gives a little bit more credence to this minog to say Vayichulu after Shmon Esrei. But Alipa, the straight halacha, you really don't need to say Vayichulu. It's really there for when the Shabbos Yom Tov. Okay, well, they instituted to do it, so we do it, obviously. But it's brought down that because it's Eidus, we do it with 2 people. Oh, you're going to ask me, well, if it's Eidus with 2 people, how come Kiddush, when you say Kiddush in your house and you say Vayichulu, you don't say it with 2 people? You're right. I think they bring down that the Chazon Ish, if he davened long and he didn't catch Vayichulu, he just said it on his own. I believe it's brought down maybe in that Orchos. There's a bunch of volumes, Orchos Rabbeinu, that talks about Minhagim of the Stipler and the Chazon Ish. And I think it's brought down there, if I'm not mistaken, that he said Vayichulu by himself. But it's brought down because it's Eidus, so you say it with another person. I would tell someone that you should try to do it, but if you're not able to find someone, if it's not super, if it's, you know, a little bit inconvenient, it's not. So ideally, it should be with we try to Minog Yisrael to do it with 2 people, but it's not the end of the world if you're not able to do it.
So you can't do it with your father or your brother.
So that's what I'm saying. I think you. You know, I think it's okay. I think it's okay, even though, right, they're possibly idols. Right. Okay. Sif Yud Beis. So this is also, you know, you might have been surprised to hear that the Ramah says that we sit for all of Kiddush, except for that first pasuk. But for the rest of Vayichulu, we sit. He's, oh, but you're going to, oh, I forgot to just finish the Ramah. The Ramah says one other thing that a lot of people don't know, and it's, you know, I mentioned to people about Bashir that part of the idea is to be able to do Kiddush. Kiddush is such a beautiful mitzvah that we do every week. And it's Kiddush. It's Kiddusha. So to do it as ideally as possible. So, and it's not so hard to do. So he says here that when you first start Kiddush, when you're maskil, yitein einov b'neiros. You're supposed to look at the neiros when you start by Vayichulu. And that's based on the Gemara that says that there's a certain koach to the, that there's a certain koach to the, Kiddush that restores your eyesight. That during the week when we run and we're all busy, we lose our eyesight. And then when you look at Kiddush, so it restores your eyesight. So it's brought down because of that. You're supposed to look at the candles dafka. Agav, I wanted to say once on Shtapid Rush that what does it mean that when you run during the week, so you lose your eyesight. So I thought maybe Al Piderach Hadrush you could suggest that when you run during the week, meaning when you're so busy, the rat race of life, you're running, you're running, you're running, you start to lose your perspective. Your perspective on what's important. And then when do you get it back? When you say Kiddush Friday night. When we're made that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, we stop our work, we're Mekadesh today, then it returns my eyesight, meaning it returns my perspective. I'll be Derech Drush. But Lamaisa, that's what he brings down. So it's a very easy thing, a very beautiful thing, that when you make Kiddush, when you're saying Vayichulu, you look at the candles. You look at the candles. And then he says, Ubishas HaKiddush. What does that mean, Ubishas HaKiddush? When you get up to the brachos, so then you look at the kos. You look at the kosher bracha, which I imagine helps you be mechaving properly. You know, a lot of times, you know, kids are doing things, someone starts cracking up, and you're looking around the room. So this way, when you start Kiddush, you look at the candles, and when you get up to the bracha, you look at the kos. Mefurish in the Ramah. Okay. Let's take a look at Yud Beis. We're going to skip Yud Aleph for a second. Let's take a look at Yud Beis. And here you might also be surprised about what the Ramah says to do. Achar shekidesh al hakos, this is the Shulchan Aruch, notel yodov umevarech al netilas yadayim. So after you make kiddush, wash your hands and make al netilas yadayim. Simple. The notel yodov kodem kiddush. And what if you accidentally washed your hands before kiddush? I have to say I did this once. Once in my life, I walked in from shul, said good Shabbos, we were waiting to get started, and I don't know what I was doing. I walked over to the sink, I washed my hands, and I made a bracha, v'al netzil sudayim. My wife looked at me, she's like, we didn't say kiddush yet. So I don't know, I did it once. The Shulchan Aruch says, what do you do? It's very easy. Im notel yodav kodem kiddush, gali daite de rifta chavivolei. You obviously are showing that you're more excited for the challah than the wine. So you should be mekadesh, ala pas, and not ala yayin. So go to the table and make kiddush on the pas. Oh, we're going to get there in 1 second. Very good. We'll get there in 1 second. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch says to do. Sfardim. Sfardim say you wash, you make kiddush first. But if you washed first, then just make kiddush on the bread. Easier said than done, right? Because, right? Then I don't know if the family's going to go for that. That's not the normal practice. But look what the Ramadan says. V'yesh omrim d'lechadchilo l'chadchilo yesh litol yodav kodem ha-kiddush u'lekadesh al-hayayim. The Ramah says, l'chadchilo, you should wash first. You don't have to make kiddush on the bread. You make kiddush on wine. And then you go right from there into the hamotzi. Anyone ever been in a house? Anyone do that?
Yeah,
you do it? Rishab in Washington Heights. His son, okay. Oh, here.
No.
Oh, that's his nephew. His nephew lives here. Rishab's nephew moved recently to Gimel. He lives on Yirmiyahu. I remember I was once at someone's house and they did it. It was such a strange thing to me that everybody got up and washed, came to the table, he made kiddush, and then went right into the hamotzi. But that's the Ramah says to do.
Make
make al netilas yadayim. Everyone comes to the table, make a brevia gafen, you drink the wine, and then you go right into hamotzi. You say the whole kiddush. And everyone drinks, and they go right into hamotzi. It's not a hefsek, right? It's not a hefsek. And so that's what the Ramah says. And here's the real line. Listen to what he says next. V'chein ha-minog poshet b'medinos eilu. And this is the minog. The Ramah writes, this is the minog. Where's the Ramah? The Ramah lived in Krakow. So in Poland, right? He says, this is the minog. This is what we do. V'ein l'shanos. And don't change. This is what you should do. So amazing. This is what the Ramah brings down as the right way to do it, right? So what happened? If this was what the Ashkenazi communities did, so what happened? So I'll tell you what probably happened. What's the reason that the Ramah says that's the l'chachila way to do it? So I think the Mishnah Berurah explains. The reason why the Ramah says that's the l'chachila way to do it is because sometimes you make kiddush on bread. And therefore, when you make kiddush on bread, you wash before kiddush. And when you don't make kiddush on bread, you make it on wine, then you wash after. We don't want that inconsistency. So we'll just always wash before. That's what he writes. So keep it consistent. Keep the ritual the same. Always wash before. So one can argue that nowadays, nobody ever makes kiddush on bread. When does anybody make kiddush on bread nowadays? Baruch Hashem, we live at a time where we all can afford grape juice, we can afford wine. So we never make kiddush on bread. So it could be nowadays, if that was the whole reason, was that because sometimes you make kiddush on bread, that doesn't really apply nowadays. Maybe that's why it got dropped at a certain point. But Lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah here quotes that Kama Achronim say that it's more lechachila to do like the Shulchan Aruch. So apparently by the times of the Mishnah Berurah already, a lot of people were not doing this. And they were doing what we do nowadays, kiddush first, and then you wash. So it ends up, according to the Shulchan Aruch, do like we do. Kiddush, then wash, then hamotzi. According to the Mishnah Berurah, follow the Shulchan Aruch. Kiddush, wash, hamotzi. According to the Ramah, you wash first. Okay.
After Kiddush, is there any comment about waiting to Kiddush Hamotzi? To make Kiddush.
So the Shulchan Aruch.
I listened to the house and they always not to. Like, we have to make Kiddush and wash immediately.
Yes.
So,
there's two things that the Shulchan Aruch says to do. One is, and we spoke about this the other day, one is that when you get home Friday night, you should make Kiddush right away.
Right.
Because you want to make Kiddush as close to the beginning of Shabbos as possible. So he's in Matim and Mitzvot. We already said that nowadays that's not necessarily so pashut. because we're Yotze, we said the Mogen Avraham, that you're Yotze with davening. So if you're already Yotze with Yoraisa with davening, one of the nafkamina that the Mishnah Berurah himself brought down in the very beginning of Reishan Aleph was you don't have to run to make Kiddush. But also it's brought down by when he discusses Kiddush Machum Suda, which we're going to talk about in another week or so, the Mishnah Berurah says that you should make Hamotzi right away because you want the Kiddush to be Machum Suda. If you make Kiddush, then you wait 20 minutes, half an hour until you start the meal. At what point is that not called Kiddush Machum Suda anymore if there's too much of a hefsek? So you have to be militant and run and force everyone to go wash. That, l'chori, you don't have to do. But you should try. This idea of like going to the couch after Kiddush and everybody's relaxing and schmoozing, that seems to not be the right thing to do. It seems like the right thing to do is to, you know, can you sit around at the table for a few minutes after Kiddush and talk about something? Yeah, and then someone should say, all right, we should really go wash. We should really go wash, right? That's like the minute. Say, okay, let's go wash. But I was talking to someone. I've only been at one house where I've seen them wash before Kiddush. But I was talking to someone who does this regularly, and they said that it really is a game changer for Sukkos. Because you don't have to come in and go out. You know, you wash, you go out to the Sukkah, and then you're all done. You go right into Kiddush, you go right into Amotzi, you don't have to go in and out.
I think the item was crazy about what you were saying before, because it's good for Shiv is to wash as soon as right after Kiddush.
Ah, yeah, okay.
To sit and mamash the makbara on it. Uh-huh. They even, I know, they, when the Yiddish people sit in the house, they make it sink right next to them. Just go right as soon as possible.
Wow. Now this person was like super lit back, but right.
I mean, what's the school this one? Or I'm school, what should we do?
Wow, okay.
It's a problem.
You know, you've
seen that also?
Yeah.
But not mitzad halacha. Mitzad is an Indian. Mitzad an Indian, okay.
Shabbos day, like that. I'll come on the Kiddush, and then Udom Zaros, then, I don't know, Chaim, whatever, until the kids, there's no problem there, right? Because maybe it's not.
So if you eat a Mizoros, you eat a Kazayas of Mizoros, then you have Kiddush Makom Suda. Now, there's some people, again, we're going to talk about this when we talk about Kiddush Makom Suda, but there's an interesting question. What does Kiddush Makom Suda mean? Does that mean that the Kiddush needs a Suda? Or does that mean that the Suda needs a Kiddush? Is my Kiddush not a Kiddush unless I have it with a Suda? Or to make the Suda into a Hush of a Suda, it needs a Kiddush. So that's a big discussion in the Rishonim. That's why some people are mapping that if they do Kiddush and then have crackers or cake, when they then go and have a Suda, they make Kiddush again. Some people do that in order to deal with this issue. But okay, we'll get to that.
If you want to wash it.
So can you do it?
So let's say what everybody else is like, no, we're gonna walk in after the kitchen, we want to do the same way. But then one person has a hard time walking, so he wants to
wash. That should be okay. That should be okay. Yeah. Again, according to the Shulchan Aruch, if you wash first, then you're supposed to make Kiddush on bread.
Right.
But the Ramah doesn't say that. The Ramah says to wash before Kiddush. So if a person has a specific, I don't remember why. I remember once the kavana. I told you once I did it accidentally. Mm-hmm. Once the kavana. I don't remember exactly what the issue was. Maybe my family was very very hungry and we were with a lot of bachrim. They were like, and the bachrim all, you know, what they should do is let the families wash first. But wherever we were, they would like mob the washing station. You'd have to wait like 15 minutes till you can wash. So I remember I told my family, we'll wash first, and then we'll make Kiddush. You know, we'll make Kiddush. And everyone was like, what? Wash before Kiddush? So, it's the Ramah, right? You know,
the Ramah. He wants to use four flags up from the
Sukkah. Oh, there you go, also. So, right, for Sukkot, right. 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 That would be a great, right, that would also be a great example. You have to walk all the flights. So wash before, as you see, it's not only is okay, the Ramah says that's what you should do. And the Mishnah Berurah says you should know. There's Kama Achronim that say, no, to make Kiddush first. Doesn't sound like,
It wouldn't be a hefsek. You have to go up and down.
Right, between the Kiddush and the you're leaving the Makom Suda. It might even be more ideal to do it that way, right. Okay, here's another great, very practical discussion. This is in Sif Yud Gimel. This is how much of the Kiddush wine do you need to drink after you make Kiddush? So the Machlokas Megemara Psachim on Kuf Zayin, when you make Kiddush, because we realize that unlike Dalad Kosos, where the inyan by Dalad Kosos, at least according to the Rambam, the inyan by Dalad Kosos is to drink four cups of wine. That's how we express our cheirus. We drink four cups of wine. Kiddush is not really about drinking wine. Kiddush, the Rambam writes, as we saw the other day, Kiddush is about saying Kiddush, saying words of Shavach of the day. So why do we have wine at all? We actually pointed out that in the Diraisa, according to many, you don't need wine. It's Machlokes Rishonim, but we assume you don't need wine to be Yotzei the Mitzvah Diraisa of Kiddush. So why is there wine there? It's something that gives chashivos. And that's why when we do a bris, so we do it al yayin. When you get married, we do erison al yayin. There's no mitzvah to drink wine at an erison. The inyan is to say the bracha of erison, and everything's more chashiv when you do it over a kosh. Just like, you know, people want to drink, I'll drink to that. You know, you fill up a bottle of wine, a cup of wine, and you say a toast. So it gives a certain, you know, it gives a certain chashivos. So how much do you actually have to drink? So this is a machlok. The Tanakhama says any amount. Just take a little sip. And Rav Yossi ben Rehuta says you have to drink a mole lugmuf. So if you take your look in the Shulchan Aruch, Sif Yud Gimel, Tzorech lishtos mikosh shel kiddush k'mole lugmuf. So this is paskining like Rav Yossi ben Rehuta that you have to drink a mole lugmuf. Dahainu, how much is a mole lugmuf? Kol shi yisalkenu l'tzarechon bepiv v'yirem mole lugmuf. The amount of a full, you know, a cheekful, one cheekful. V'hu rubo shel revius. Shulchan Aruch says, and how much is that l'maisa? That's the majority of a revius. Kiddush needs to be said. We said this the other day. Again, people are very makbid to fill the cup up all the way to the top. But mekra din, you don't have to fill the cup up to the top. It's more l'chachila, but you need a revius. So how much is a mali lugmov? A little bit more than a majority of a revius. 51% of a revius. So how much is that? First of all, why do you need that? So the Mishmur says that's a sheer chashiv. It has to be a chashiv drink. You know, we're not here to drink, but once you're making the bracha, you have to take a drink that's considered a chashiv amount, and that's a mole lugmuf. So how much is this? The Mishmur says, you got to figure it out. Put water in your mouth, you have to measure how big is a mole lugmuf for you. But the poskim give general guidelines. And they say that a mole lugmuf, which is basically a little bit more than a revius, how much is that? A little bit more than a revius. So Rav Chaim Noah, we generally always talk about Rav Chaim Noah in the Chazon Ish. So Rav Chaim Noah says 45 milliliters, which is like around 1.5 ounces. It's not a large amount, you know, it's like a shot glass, 1.5 ounces. Chazon Ish is a little bit more machmir, says 2.5 ounces, or 75 milliliters, cc, 75 cc. So, you know, I think a teaspoon, not a tablespoon, a teaspoon is 5 cc. So, how many times is 5 going to 75? 15 times? So 15 teaspoons. It's not a lot of liquid. We're talking, you know, a plastic cup, I think, is like eight ounces. We're talking about 1.5 ounces. The Chazon Ish is 2.5. In general, with the Shurim of Rav Chaim Noah and the Chazon Ish, when it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, so we go with the Chazon Ish. When it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan, we go with Rav Chaim Noah. Kiddush is a mitzvah that's ikaro d'oraisa, but the wine is only d'rabbanan. So yesh lo dun, if you should go with the d'oraisa shir, the d'rabbanan shir. But again, we're talking about not a tremendous amount that you have to drink. And you're supposed to drink it l'chadchila in the amount of time it takes to drink a revius, which is double the amount. Or b'di'evet, even achilas pras, which is 2 minutes, 3 minutes, maybe even up to 8 or 9 minutes. So the inyan is just not to take a little sip. You know, sometimes people make a kiddush, and then they make kiddush, and then they take a tiny little sip. That you certainly shouldn't do. Shaar Tzion says you should drink it in 2 drinks. So it means taking a semi-significant drink, but not a gulp. A gulp is already more than you need. It needs to drink, again, an ounce and a half, 2 ounces.
Is there any
so that's only on Pesach. Okay. On Pesach, there's an Indian of Rov Kos. I know a lot of times on Shabbos, people go like, let's go, drink it up, you know, drink it up. You only need to drink a Mali Lugma. You only need to drink a Mali Lugma. Are there inyanim to drink more and skulas to drink more? Okay, yes, but lefi the shuras ha'alacha, all you have to drink is a mali lugmuf. It's interesting, the Shulchan Aruch even says, I'll end it quickly because we're going to, the Shulchan Aruch even says that you don't even need to drink it. As long as somebody drinks a mali lugmuf, it's fine. So if you don't like wine, you can make kiddush and then pass it off to the person next to you. He could drink a mali lugmuf. The Shulchan Aruch here even debates, can you give everybody a little bit and together they'll be mitzarif to drink a mali lugmuf. The Chachir, the Shulchan Aruch says not. Shulchan Aruch says somebody should drink a mali lugmuf, but b'di'evet, if everybody drank, so together they'll be yotze. So I think like the main point here is that a person should realize that when you make Kiddush, you don't just take a little sip. You have to have a significant, semi-significant act of drinking when you drink. Okay, good. So you know we'll end with this. The Shulchan Aruch says explicitly that it's a mitzvah min ha-muvchar for everyone who's being yotzei to taste the wine. And now for them, they don't have to drink a mali lugmov. Only one person needs to drink a mali lugmov. Everyone else to be yotzei this mitzvah min ha-muvchar means just take a sip. Now let's just clarify one thing. Mitzvah min ha-muvchar does not mean lechachil. Mitzvah min ha-muvchar is beyond lechachil. Meaning if you go over to the Rav and you say, how much should I drink? The answer is a mali lugmov. What about everybody else? Do they need to drink? The answer is no. Lichadchila, they don't have to drink. But it's a mitzvah min ha-muvchar for people to drink. Lichadchila means what's the right thing to do if you ask a shayla. The halacha, what's the right thing to do? Lichadchila, you don't have to drink. Mitzvah min ha-muvchar means if you want to be mekayim, an extra inyan, so there's an inyan, there's a nice thing, it's ideal, beyond ideal, for everyone to drink. This is something a lot of people don't realize. Everybody rushes in. You certainly don't have to drink from the cup of the one making Kiddush. The one making Kiddush, if you have wine in your cup, the Shulchan Aruch Harav even writes that as long as you have wine in your cup when Kiddush is made, your cup is considered a kosher bracha. So you certainly don't have to take from him, and you don't even have to drink at all. Now again, are there inyanim and skulas to drink from the cup? Yes, but the halacha is that you don't have to drink. Okay.